The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Today's episode, it was a lot because it's about a married couple that got a divorce. The problem I have with the divorce is that it's over something that happened 77 years ago. That's a long time.
She is cheating, though.
No, you're right, automatic, and you have to kind of listen, you know, to the episode before you can decide for yourself what you would do. I don't know that I would just leave, though.
But we will leave you with this question. If you were in a marriage for 77 years and you found out later that your partner cheated on you, would you leave?
Here is how it all goes down. Being kind to people, especially to people serving you in the service industry, and any kind of job they're doing for you, goes a long way. Welcome to Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, and you're right, Dana Cortez. Before we get to rewarding people with kindness, I want to get out and shout out the $20 that I found on the floor this weekend.
Hey.
And I found it while I was waiting for my Lyft driver, and there was nobody around, so I figured I might as well take it.
Finders keepers.
There it is, right? And when I was in my Lyft ride, my Lyft driver was such a nice guy. I was like, you know what? I'm going to give this $20 to this man. And I gave it to him.
Paid it forward.
And he almost started crying. And this part kind of shook me. Because he was just telling me how that made his day. That made his whole night. Because the ride before, he had some guys who were being jerks to him because he didn't want to take them to McDonald's.
Oh. You can't do that. You got to put in the
drunk?
App.
They were drunk or whatever.
Probably treating him badly.
And this is the part. They were treating him very badly. This is the part that got to me. Is that they called him nothing but a Lyft driver.
Oh.
And I'm like, yo, that's rude, bro. So it was very nice. I was very fulfilled that I was able to make this man's night.
Anytime someone says, you work here, don't talk to me. Or you should do... Who do you think you are? You're there getting served. Why didn't you walk?
Right.
Why you need just a Lyft driver? Like, it's ridiculous to me that anybody would demean someone for the job they do. They're working.
Dude, as a person who comes from like a long line of family members who have DUIs, I'm very thankful for rideshare drivers. For real, though, I'm saying like...
Rideshares are saving lives.
Bro, it is.
They
like,
are.
I'm so thankful
and
for rideshare. $10,000
lawyer fees.
There you go, dog.
Oh, that's no joke, automatic. It is way cheaper to pay $50 for a Lyft or Uber than $5,000 for an attorney to get out of that DUI.
So shout out to my boy Adrian who's rocking with us daily. I appreciate you, dog.
And just being kind goes a long way. Stop treating people who are serving you badly. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Rice Pudding Day. Ooh,
I love rice pudding. It's so good. The juice of it and the cinnamon in there, and it's so delicious.
Rice pudding is ochata, right? Same thing or no? It's a little different.
It's a form of rice pudding.
All right. We got National Book Lovers Day. So shout out to all the book lovers out there.
Me. Hello.
Dang, dude.
Nobody else in here loves books?
I love them, but I read my phone.
Bro.
You read books sometimes.
I do.
We got National Polka Day as well, too, if anyone wants to get their polka.
Shout out to the accordion.
Oh, there you go.
It's one of the most slept-on instruments out there.
All right.
I just DJed for Santa Fe Clan, and their lead singer or lead rapper, I guess, is this guy Angel, and he plays the accordion. And let me tell you, that dude killed it on stage.
He's a young homie from Mexico, and they're really killing it. And that accordion sound that he's got with like hip hop, and it's wild.
I know it sounds like out there, but I'm telling
it's
you,
good, it's good.
Well, I was waiting for you to join us on this break, and then accordion got you. That woke you up. It's like, you. All right. And we'll wrap it up on National Veep Day.
Hey, shout out to all the vice presidents. And we have to acknowledge that President Kamala Harris, it's kind of a big deal.
Yes.
Vice president, as the first woman, first black woman and East Asian woman to ever hold office. Big deal right there.
And you guys are sitting next to a fourth grade vice president as well, too. Hello.
You were a vice president of fourth grade?
Hell yeah, dog. This is one of the first things
I ever even get president in fourth grade?
Hey, dude, I wanted to be involved, but not really involved. I know my role, dude. I know what to do.
Just like Kamala Harris.
Yeah.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A 99-year-old man named Antonio left his wife, Rosa, after they'd been married over 77 years.
Whew.
He's going through her drawers for some reason looking for something, and he found a letter that her lover had written to her. This letter's 70 years old. She had an affair 70 years ago. I'm trying to let you know, 70 years ago. Ended the affair, goes on to have 12 children with her husband, Antonio. They also have grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Antonio can't get over it. He divorces his wife.
At 99 years old, he divorced
his
wife.
And she's 96, and she begged, and she pleaded. She's like, for the family. And he said, I can't get over it, and leaves her.
Yeah, no, dude, their marriage is on life support.
Their whole being is on life support.
That's the part of the okay. Let's just identify.
77 years, seriously.
But let's talk about the elephant in the room. They're old. You don't know if you're going to make it to the next week. Why even get divorced at this
Thank
point,
you,
my guy?
Anthony.
Come on, dude.
On the principle of the matter, she cheated. She lied to you for 77 years, and the worst part about it is she held on to the letter. So that relationship
that's
meant
worse than cheating on.
Well, no, the cheating is the worst part. But the fact that she held on to the letter for 77 years is the part that would hurt me the most because. If she was truly done with it, she would have left the letter and everything else behind.
She was done with it.
Well, then why'd she hold on to the letter for so long?
She probably put it in a drawer and forgot about it.
For 77 years, you clean out your drawers.
Now you're trying to defend her, Dana. Now you're trying to defend her. Women don't do that. They don't just hold on to letters and forget them.
No.
Nah.
I am not defending what she did. I want to say, you know, cheating is cheating, man or woman. That being said, it's 70 years. It's 70 years. Come on.
Which goes back to what Anthony said is you don't even know if you're going to make it to next week. So why would you spend your time getting a divorce? I understand why he did it.
I want to puff up my chest right now and say, if I found out you cheated last weekend, I would leave you. I don't even know if I could do that. I would be lying. Would I be hurt? Would we? Yeah, there'd be an issue. Obviously, we're married. But I don't know that I'd be strong enough just to walk away from our home, our child, the life we've built.
Well, salute to that man because he is strong because he's walking away from all of it.
He used to walk.
Yeah, dude, that's what I was going to say. Like, who knows? He might be being pushed by his hospice caretaker.
Maybe he's in love with her.
Imagine the caretaker being there like, oh my God.
We could just turn this into one big soap opera.
Would you leave if you found out your partner cheated years and years and years ago? Are you staying or are you leaving?
My God. I want to say right away, like, it's off, it's over. But I don't know, that's a long time ago. And I feel like with me and my husband, I've given the opportunity, like, hey, have you done anything? Now's your time. Let me know. And if he didn't let me know then, like, now I'm finding out now. What do you do? I don't know what to do.
So you think you'd stay?
I think so, because that means I'm 77, too. Oh, that's a 90. I don't know.
You're like, I tried to date out there in my 90s. Can't even see Tinder, let alone swipe right.
Too old to hit those streets again.
For that life insurance policy is almost ready to...
that's right. I like that answer better.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever heard the old saying, finders, keepers, losers, weepers?
Yes.
Well, this California woman did not want the people who lost their money to cry. So when she bought this sofa off of Craigslist, she returned the money she found inside the couch, $36,000 cash.
What the fuck?
Cash.
She's a better person than I am.
Automatic. I knew you were going to say that. The woman saw this sofa listed on Craigslist. In fact, it was just come by and pick it up and it's yours for free.
Oh, I love those deals.
Right? They're so great. She packed it up in a truck, you know, had her friends help her out, got home, went through, started cleaning the cushions. And yeah, she was looking for loose change. She found a loose $36,000.
Dang, see, something about it, though. I don't know if those people selling that couch on Craigslist were aware that there's $36,000.
How could you not be aware that there's $36,000 in your couch?
They were not aware.
Which therefore makes me believe that it wasn't even theirs to begin with.
It was theirs, but obviously if you're rolling around with $36,000 in a couch, you're probably high. So they misplaced the money. Either way, Vicky returned it, and they were so grateful they gave her $1,000.
Hey, round of applause for Vicky. That's what's up, dude.
Good deeds, baby.
So have you guys heard about Freya the walrus?
No. What's about Freya the walrus?
Okay. Well, she's slowly making her way around several ports in the Baltic Sea. Her favorite pastimes include sunbathing, seafood, and crushing boats.
Oh, nice.
Have you seen walruses? They look cute on Instagram, but they're huge.
So this walrus is going around the Baltic Sea, and if your boat is docked and it feels like sunbathing, it will literally throw its food up on top of your boat and then crush your boat.
And Freya
is becoming a legend within the Baltic Sea because she's crushing boats everywhere.
All in the pursuit of catching a vibe.
catching a little sun rays, a little vitamin D.
I like to picture her bringing a little charcuterie board and a nice glass of wine before she sunbathes.
But Anthony, you should see the videos.
She's huge. Big fat
water, she climbs on, and then she's just laying there and the boat sinks. Kind of like Big Dana back in the day.
Well, somebody can get her an Egg McMuffin. Maybe this man traveling from Australia to Bali can. An Australia passenger was fined nearly $2,000 after he snuck two Egg McMuffins in his travel suitcase.
Yo. I get it. You can't get breakfast at Mickey D's everywhere.
And by the time you get to Bali, they're already hard.
So he got caught. Huh? He got busted in Bali.
Busted. The dog sniffed out these sausage McMuffins, dude.
He wanted to eat it.
Yeah. You're supposed to be after drugs, not McMuffins.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Movies and streaming TV shows like Narcos and Scarface about Latinos have always done very well at the box office and ratings-wise. There's a new movie about the life of Fidel Castro, Cuba's communist leader, coming. And there's one actor who's really angry about this flick. I'll tell you who it is and why. In case you missed it, three stories you definitely need to know, DJ Automatic.
So Gen Z has been called many things, but now health experts are calling them America's loneliest generation. Research shows that
why
loneliness...
Why are you laughing?
Well, because they're the loneliest generation.
They spend all their time on their phones instead of being in social settings, real social settings. Social media is not a true social setting.
Well, research says that loneliness and social isolation, which has been mastered by Gen Z, can increase the risk of heart attacks and strokes by 30%. Medical experts are worried about the future health of Gen Z and the long-term effects of the loneliness.
I think about kids on their phone, not going outside, not moving, which is what your body is supposed to do, how unhealthy all of that is. Physically, emotionally, mentally, the pandemic had our kids
basically alone for 2 years.
Yeah, scary stuff.
What are you saying? Like Gen Z goes from what, like 94 till now or whatever? Like from
basically, if you're like 27 or
right.
Under,
you're Gen Z. And think about that. You're always lonely at that age. You're always lonely. You're either lonely or heartbroken. Bro.
I don't know if you were that different. Lonely though. The isolation is what they're worried about.
It's different.
Dude, I don't know if it's different. I think this generation, they're little sissies.
That's
what every old person says about the generation before them.
Yeah, dude. And millennials, we were once lonely too. I don't know.
It's different. They've grown up with the phone in their hand, and part of it is parents' responsibility. We found out that our daughter was spending an incredible amount of time on the phone. We had to limit it. Mm. It's my fault as a mom because it's so much easier to deal with a child when they're not bothering you. But that's their job to bother you, and your job is to teach them.
Your job is the parent. Yeah.
I had to check myself for letting my daughter be on the phone that long. It's not good for their psyche, and it is isolating. People need to be around other people. It's in our nature.
Can you also use it though to like also like talk to family members and stuff? That's what I use it to.
Of course,
maybe, like,
but
lean
I
into
think you
it.
Can't be I on that phone for 8-9 hours a day.
If you're lock yourself in your room and you're just looking at TikTok for 8 hours.
My life sucks. Their life is so much better because the facade of social media is not true.
All right.
Anthony,
well, maybe I'm in denial because I lock myself in my room and just watch TikTok all day. All right, y'all, in case you missed it, moaning is not an indication of sexual pleasure.
You don't say.
Oh my God. No. You're saying women fake it?
Yeah, and now we have science to back that, all right? Scientists at the University of Ottawa in Canada did some research and they found that moaning, when it comes to sexual satisfaction, is all voluntary. All right, it's just for the person to do it to help them get in the mood. So it is actually not a sign of what you're doing there, ladies or fellas.
Well, you don't have anything to worry about, Automatic.
Oh!
You really don't. I passed that phase in life. I will tell my husband.
If Dana is not enjoying herself, she's like, hey, we got to switch it up.
We got to switch it up. We got to do something.
This ain't working for me.
Dude, I sound like I'm eating a cinnamon roll when I'm having love. Ooh.
So sweet.
In case you missed it, there's a movie about Cuba's infamous Fidel Castro, who was a communist leader from there, very bad man, coming to Hollywood. And the person playing Fidel Castro is James Franco.
I didn't know he was Cuban.
He's not, DJ Automatic. And John Leguizamo, who is Latino, has something to say about it.
People saying, oh, John played an Italian. in Summer of Sam. You think that was the rule? That was the I was the exception. You think thousands of Latinos were getting Italian roles or any other roles? No, we weren't. And we're the oldest ethnic group in America after Native Americans. We've been here for 500 years. We're 30% of the box office. I want 30% of the roles, okay? 30%. That means out of every 10 movies, three of those should be Latin movies. And out of 10 actors in your Marvel movies, three of those should be Latin actors, okay?
John Leguizamo stays in his little actor bubble, I feel, sometimes. I understand the representation when it comes to Latinos, but I don't think Fidel Castro is like a role that we as Latinos should be like, I can't believe we didn't get this.
I think any role that is Latino should be played by a Latino. When we think about demographics, you know, we're almost 20% of the population, yet we represent 0.5% of English media. Most of us speak English primarily. The fact of the matter is what he's saying is right. It's a sad, sad day when we have to fight for representation. And then somebody will say, aye, there they are complaining. Somebody's got to force change. And when we go to the movies, you just never see Latinos in a starring role, or it has to be a Spanish movie.
I feel like it's going to take like a lot of us boycotting movies to make that change really, really happen. I don't think the executives are going to listen to us unless you stop
dollars. What Anthony just said is right. When they stop making money is when you see change, and that's all you can do.
I think Marvel stepped up and they put some Latinos in characters in the movie for Black Panther.
If it's like 10 seconds.
No, of course. I'm not saying we're a long way from like accurate representation, but at the same time, they are doing something.
Representation matters. If you see it, you can be it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West is back on Instagram just to troll Pete Davidson. I'll talk about this story and more. I brought to you by Indeed.com. It's the Daily Dirt, the best gossip. Anthony A, celebrity birthdays.
We got Deion Sanders celebrating his birthday. Salt Bae celebrating his birthday. Actress Andra Kendrick celebrating her birthday. And Bill Skarsgård celebrating his birthday as well.
All right, so the Free Britney movement, I believe, helped remove her from her conservatorship. They are mad that Kevin Federline is opening up and talking to press about their two sons choosing not to be around her. He claims it's because of her almost nude photos, her awkwardness and odd behavior on social media. She claps back and says, look, this was way before I got on Instagram and you guys made me give my sons to their dad. Also, by the way, Kevin Federline doesn't work. He lives off of Britney even now.
There's a lot of women who do that to men.
Once his child support is up, what's he going to do? Yeah, but he's engaged.
He's going to write a tell-all book. That's what he's going to do.
He's going to make even more money, you think?
Or maybe even do a movie.
I don't know who's right or wrong, but I think it's wrong that he spoke about this in public. Those are his kids. And when you really love your children, you don't put them in the middle of
stuff. But she's the one naked on Instagram.
Well, why she? He got to say that about their kids, though.
He's gearing up for the book.
Probably automatic. You're probably right. All right, so now let's talk about Drake and Nicki Minaj hanging out. Of course, the Young Money performance happened. It was so cute.
What's up to all the Barbs, though? Shout out to the Barbs. Fuck y'all always showing me love. There was a time.
No, don't go there, okay?
You know how sticky it gets. There was a time.
Drake, we love you. The Barbs love you.
He had to say, you know how sticky it gets. Self-promoting, always Drake. I do have to tell you right now that I'm excited. You know, we're covering the VMAs, and Nicki Minaj will receive the Vanguard Award, and she's set to perform. Always look forward to a Nicki Minaj.
Maybe you can hand-deliver your certified Chingona award to her.
I should. I'm taking it with me, and I'm delivering it to her in person. And now let's talk about Kanye West trolling Pete Davidson and Kid Cudi. He posted on Instagram, Skeet Davidson dead at age 28. Kid Cudi supposed to perform, but afraid of flying water bottles. I know he's making Pete Davidson feel bad.
But you don't got to make Pete Davidson feel bad. He went ahead and tattooed freaking Kim's kids on her neck. He feels bad enough, bro. He did it to himself, dude.
Bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, I told you that a man in Australia was fined almost $2,000 for taking an Eggman muffin onto a plane. Yeah, so I'm going to list down the craziest airline fines in the history of travel.
Oh, I thought we were going to talk about the 77-year marriage that ended.
Oh, yeah.
With the 99-year-old who divorced his wife.
You know what? Let's do both. I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, and let's get right to it. Yes, that is right. A man was fined almost $2,000 for sneaking some Egg McMuffins onto a plane, and then it led me to Googling craziest airline fines, and I found out that a man last year going from Florida to New York was fined $25,000 for locking himself in the bathroom and yelling obscenities at the flight attendants. And they had to make an emergency landing in Virginia to drop this man off and take him to jail.
You boozy lose, bud.
But I had another list of obscene fines, but automatic, you want to get to the juicy stuff that we talked about.
Well, now you got me interested in the fines.
Oh, you want to hear about the lady from Colorado who was fined $16,000 for throwing her luggage at another person?
Take that.
No. I've seen that happen before.
Dude, think twice before you pick something up because it can cost you over $10,000.
And even your freedom.
Automatic. Speaking of freedom, this man divorced his wife.
After 77 years.
77 years.
Okay, now that there's no women in here.
Okay.
You're 99-year-old man. His name was Antonio, even. Are you leaving your wife? You find that letter.
No, I'm not leaving my wife if I find that letter, dude. What's the point of leaving her? Like,
at 99 years old?
At my age,
just
right?
Just on the principle of the fact that she cheated.
I understand the principle and everything like that, but at my age right now, I hate moving. Like, when I have to move apartments, I hate moving.
Well, she cheated. She's got to go.
Somebody got to move. Who's going to help us?
Yeah, who's going to move them out?
I just like thinking about the caretakers being there, being like, yo, look at all this old cheese man going on. And for those of you who really don't know the whole story, you might have missed it earlier, which the conversation is available on the Dan and Cortez Show podcast. A man named Antonio found a letter that his wife had from her lover 70 years ago. All right. She had
77 years ago. So he means he was 22. She was 19.
But I got to put you in the hot seat, bro, because you're the one married automatic. If you found a letter from, 70 years ago from your wife, from an ex-lover, what are you going to do, automatic?
First of all, I'm going to be crushed. I'm going to be so hurt. I might just act out like that and just be like, we're divorced. It's over forever. But at the same time, like, I got to go on your side. Like, does it make sense?
Somebody got to change you.
Yeah. So, right? I mean, at 99, you can't just move out.
Maybe you got to find other ways to get her back.
I mean, what are you going to be like? You got to go stay with the other healthcare taker now.
You can't even walk out. You can't even walk.
Oh, my.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I was surprised at how many messages I received after our conversation about the James Franco playing Fidel Castro convo that we had on the air. I got so many personal messages from people.
I think the phone call is what was the most interesting thing, because this guy was very upset that we didn't think that James Franco was Latino because he's Portuguese. But if you look up the definition of Latino, that is somebody who comes from Latin America. People Portugal. That are from Portugal are from Europe. So that means that they're not Latino.
At this point, that's just getting super hypercritical.
It's getting super, yeah, I know it is.
He's also saying, does it matter? Is there a better actor? My pushback was that we don't know if there's a better actor, sir, do we? How do we know? Because we don't get the opportunity unless it's a maid or the cholo or the gangbanger or, and there's, like I've said, we're all of those things, but we're also doctors and lawyers and dictators and all kinds of different things. And so why not allow another actor to be discovered? Austin Butler got a chance of being Elvis. He ain't never been nothing before.
Should have had a brown dude be Elvis. I heard they were making a brown guy be the homie Gus from Breaking Bad is about to be the next Professor X.
What? Really?
Yeah. So they're about to make Professor X a brown dude. I mean, that's kind of getting there, right?
Or I mean, I don't know. Why can't we just have roles that are supposed to be for that person? If they find somebody, fine. That's fine. Why not? Yes. Why not make him a brown dude? That's fine. Because when you watch Seabiscuit, the guy who owns the horse marries a Mexicana in real life.
Mm.
The woman who played this woman from Mexico, she couldn't even say her own last name in the movie.
Damn,
why couldn't they have found a Mexican woman player?
I don't feel that way. I guess.
Why can't a Mexicano or Cubano or whoever play anybody? Yeah. White people play whoever they want all the time.
You know who's taking a lot of our roles? UK actors. That's who I really have.
And Canadians.
Well, Canadians not really, but like Andrew Garfield. Talented guy. Have you heard him talk? Freaking sounds like a freaking those tin biscuits.
I didn't even know he was Australian.
Yeah, whatever.
Isn't he Australian?
No, I don't even know who he is.
Spider-Man,
dude. Andrew Garfield from Eduardo from Social Network.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's Italian. He played Eduardo? What?
Watch out, Entertainment Tonight. Here we come.
Here's more of the podcast. Now I'm pissed.